Now, though, the PM, General Election 2015, Chris Mason, Desk of Election News, with Chris Mason.
As you may have heard, there's a spot of politics on the telly tonight.
I don't know about you, but I'm long past the point of really being able to sustain much more interest in the debates about how the debates are going to be held.
Now, do I hear in the distance a yelp of "I agree with Nick"? Perhaps I do. So, just for you, let's round up what else has been happening on the campaign trail. As the leaders circle Salford, marginals in the northwest of England have been paid a visit. Bury, Warrington, Cheadle on the battle bus route today. And the issue of childcare has been a big talking point.
Hello.
We've got some
Amy.
Big
blanks. Oh, hi, Amy. Hello. You're all right, I'm not sure if you can shake hands or anything, but hey, how are you? All right. And who's this?
Oh, nice to see you.
Hi,
Sophie. Hey,
Sophie.
Hello, Sophie.
How old is Sophie?
She's 6 months.
She's looking very alert.
Nick Clegg went along to meet some new mums and found himself pictured alongside a giant pink wearable giraffe called Georgie whilst visiting Millie's Trust, a charity which trains people to give first aid to children. Mr Clegg was in Cheadle Hume in Cheshire, a seat the Lib Dems need to cling on to. Meanwhile, Labour have been focusing on Sure Start centres. Tristram Hunt is the Shadow Education Secretary.
You don't provide a tax cut for millionaires whilst also closing 760 Sure Start children's centres, which is what the last government did. And what we've discovered today is that if there's another Tory government, there'll be 1,000 Sure Start children's centres under threat by their extreme spending plans. We've seen, fact, 762 Sure Start children's centres close during the course of this parliament, and with the extreme spending cuts that another Tory government would visit upon Britain, we'll see 1,000 extra go.
And here come the rival stats from the Conservatives, courtesy of Cabinet Minister Eric Pickles.
We've increased free childcare for 3 and 4 year olds to 15 hours a week. That's worth £2,400 for each family. We've extended 15 hours a week for free childcare for 260,000 2 year olds. And we've legislated for free childcare for support families. These figures are just simply and utterly wrong. More people are getting childcare than ever before. And frankly, I think the election deserves a better debate than these rather bogus and very silly figures.
I spot some politician maths, so I'm as relieved as you are that Tim Harford from More or Less will unpick these numbers in a moment. Talking of numbers, UKIP leader Nigel Farage says it's impossible to cap net migration because you can't control how many people leave, emigrate. But his party, he says, would limit the number of skilled workers moving to the UK to fewer than 50,000 a year.
Just travel up the eastern spine of England. Go to Peterborough. Go to Boston. Go and see the fact that we don't have integration and what's happened, unsurprisingly in some ways, what's happened with very large numbers of people coming is you get quarters and districts of towns and cities where children don't mix particularly.
Meanwhile, the Chancellor, George Osborne, has been trying to stir it up over HS2, the high-speed rail line that's meant to eventually connect London, Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds. He suggested Labour's Ed Balls isn't keen on the stretch of it that'll cross the Pennines. Nonsense, says Mr Balls, but the Chancellor has to get a grip on the costs. The Desk of Election News ends tonight with an insight into the Labour leader Ed Miliband, courtesy of an interview with Jeff Lloyd on Absolute Radio.
Can I check some geeky things with you? Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Have you ever been a member of a chess club?
No.
Have you ever spotted a train deliberately?
Nope.
So you're failing on the geek score here.
I'm relieved. Well, geekdom. You're relieving me of geekdom.
Let's check you with some non-geeky things. Yeah. Have you ever chopped wood with an axe?
Nope.
Ever downed a pint?
Yeah. Well, in one go, no.
Yeah, in one go, yeah.
No.
Have you ever pulled a Mooney?
No.